It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This week marks the end of a 30-year career for one NJ Transit train conductor. His passengers threw him a rolling retirement party on the morning train, and WNYC's Shimita Basu was along for the ride.
They brought their own train whistles, balloons, and party hats. They even made a memory book full of selfies and send-offs from over 50 passengers. Conductor Gene Ruscio is known by riders for his one-liners that he tosses around as he walks the aisles.
Okay, take your time and hurry up. Let's go.
Jill Harris is a regular commuter on his line. She took the lead in organizing the party.
Gene is wearing a multicolored lei, and everybody's yakking and having kind of a fun time.
Seeing Gene move around a train car is like watching a gracious host make the rounds. He's warm, genuinely warm.
You want to keep it down?
We can. You're too wonderful.
Some passengers have nicknames. There are clearly lots of inside jokes. He's also known for calming people down when they're frustrated. It sounds like his most effective tool is leveling with people when the commute goes wrong.
It gets repetitive hearing the same problems. I've learned to do one thing. Learn to worry about the things you can control, not those you can't.
Gene has played commute whisperer to a lot of frazzled passengers over the years, but he's got his own arduous commute. He wakes up at 3 a.m., drives about an hour from his home in Pennsylvania to the end of the line in Gladstone, rides into Penn Station, takes a break, then works the evening train back. He gets home just after 8 o'clock.
People don't understand. Train conductors are a lifestyle.
Commuter Stefanis Pilarchi, who's seen Gene on and off for about 21 years, asks how he manages to stay so cheerful.
I don't know how you stay so happy, you know. What drives you to get up in the morning to do this?
We take this train every day together. If something goes wrong, I'm in it with you. We're together. Whether you like it or not, we're together.
This Friday will be Ruscio's last day in his conductor's uniform. After that, he'll just be a regular rider with a lifetime of free rides, a retirement perk, and a calming presence to be enjoyed by his three grandchildren. Shimita Basu, WNYC News.
And for more transportation news delivered right to your inbox, sign up for WNYC's We the Commuters newsletter. Just go to wethecommuters.org.